This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horstman.
All right, Tuesday night in the books, Bachelorette finale. We just finished the episode. You are listening to Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horstman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And tonight we have country star Carly Pierce. Thanks for joining us, Carly.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. This is a big night.
I think you're our first repeat. Is that true? Is she our first repeat?
Second.
Who did we have before?
Sharna.
Oh, you're right. We just had Sharna last weekend. Damn it.
I'll be second. It's totally true.
No, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you again.
Yeah.
Of course.
What an episode. I love those finales so much.
I do too. And this one, I kind of felt like there was going to be another. I thought like her ex-husband was going to come back at some point. So I kept waiting for that and that didn't happen. Like, but it was wild.
Yeah. Some kind of like speed bump. One more speed bump. Yeah. I feel like she's been through enough though. I mean, well, I guess Ben coming back was quite the speed bump. I mean, we could just get started there because that's where this episode picks up. Like, what did you think of that?
So in the beginning, I like back at the like initial couple of episodes, I loved Ben. And I thought Ben was like just such a good guy and just seemed really genuine and just a good person. And it's not that I don't still think that. I actually think he still is super genuine. But I just felt like his... when he was with her dad and her dad was like asking him these big questions of like, why my daughter? I feel like all he could do was give like super surface level answers. Like he just kept saying, she's incredible. And like, she's going to be the mother of my children. Like I didn't feel like there was any substance and it kind of made me wonder if possibly he's just really into the idea of love. And I've never been on the show, but I live in like a world where, you know, things like, it can feel fairy tale-ish for a minute. And I felt like he was kind of more wrapped up in that. Mm-hmm.
He learned how to say, I love you tonight and couldn't stop saying it.
He did say it a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But even before that, did you feel like, would you have let Ben back? Would you have let Ben back? Cause that's where I go back and forth because, you know, leading up to that rose ceremony there at the beginning of the episode, it was like, you know, Ben came back and professed his love, which I respect that. Like, if you're in love with somebody and you like he said, I thought he actually had a good reason. He was like, you know, I was waiting. I was confident. I was waiting for the perfect moment. Now, obviously, that backfired. But him coming back saying, I love you, like, I get it. If you're really in love with somebody and you want to tell them, I get that. But I just don't know, in my opinion, I've been in that situation before. I've been literally in their exact shoes. And there's a lot of conversations that happen during Fantasy Suite. Really important conversation. So for me, her letting go, to me, almost her letting go Ivan and keeping Ben says more about their relationship or her connection with Ivan than it does her connection with Ben. Because I think she was so sure that it wasn't Ivan that she kept Ben. Even if she wasn't, you know, even if she was pretty sure it was Zach, I feel like she was so sure that it wasn't Ivan that she let him home. But would you have kept Ben around like in that situation?
I mean, I think the only reason that I would say, typically I would say no, but the only reason that I was kind of like, okay, is because I felt like what she was missing from Ben all along was him being able to let his walls down and express himself. And that last encounter that they had when she sent him home was so painfully awkward for me to watch because I was like, she just wants you to tell her how you're feeling in any regard and you can't do that. So I do feel like that was, I understand why he came back.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think... You know, but I see a lot of people being like, well, if she was going to pick Zach anyway, like take Ivan to F2, he was there the whole time. He was your rock, all that. And it's, I don't know. I go back and forth. I think that maybe out of respect of Ivan, she let him go. You know, maybe she was like, I really respect you and I like you a lot, Ivan. I don't want to take you all the way to the end and break your heart, that kind of thing, you know?
I agree. And I think, like you said, I mean, I can only speculate because I've never been there, but I'm sure that a lot of conversations do happen during the fantasy suites. And she probably got to ask him about how she, you know, some of those big questions, and something that's really big for people of faith is there, you know, are you a follower as well? And I think that was probably the moment for her. I could relate to that, as far as that would be a huge issue for me and probably a deal breaker, just if somebody's, you know, if their faith did not align with mine. And maybe she didn't get the time to have that conversation until she was awkwardly in that mobile home Airstream.
Yeah, that that clearly is something that was on her mind, you know? And so, yeah, so clearly that was on her mind. Yeah, I mean, it was her decision, and I guess I don't necessarily blame her for keeping Ben, but I part of me wishes she would have kept Ivan, just because I think Ben missed that quality, you know, those quality conversations. But she decided on Ivan and Zach going to meet her family. And this is a big deal because Tayshia's family is pretty, like, they're no bullshit. Like, no. They're no bullshit. Like, and especially her dad, you know,
I love her dad.
Great. Me too. He's blunt, straight to the point, you know, and I thought he had a lot of really great, like quotes. Remember in Colton season, he said something about like microwaving relationships. He's like, you can't microwave a relationship. I was like, ooh, that was good.
Also, so, before we jump ahead to that, did you notice Ivan throw a little shade in the limo
ride?
Oh,
yeah. I want to talk about
that. Yeah. And he, what did he say? He's like, I don't think Tayshia picks anyone.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I did that. Yes. I was kind of like, ooh, he's salty.
Yeah. He was like, I thought it was a little salty. It was a little salty. I'm not gonna, I didn't expect that. Like, it surprised me a little bit from Ivan, but he was like, we had the best connection. I don't see her being with anybody else after this. I was like, ooh, okay, Ivan. So that does surprise me, because that wasn't Ivan's character the whole season, but he did throw a little bit of shade. So.
Right. Which there was a moment when he said that I was kind of feeling like she probably wasn't going to pick anybody either. And to go back to her dad, her dad made so many good points when he came back of just like, I don't want to see you. It reminded me, I mean, honestly, it would be very hard to be in her position. I understand her position very much as I start to like move on from my divorce. And it is so painful, and your family watches you go through those moments and they never want you to repeat it. And especially if you go into this situation where everything's heightened and fast and just not getting caught up in the moment, to where then she regrets a decision that, oh my gosh, here I am again, having to, you know, break off an engagement or get divorced or anything like that. So I felt like the weight of those conversations she was having with her family were really big, because they didn't want her to repeat the heartbreak that she had experienced.
You're so right. And I think it got really real this week. I think it's been getting more and more real for her. And then this week, especially meeting her family, talking to her father, it seemed like there was a lot of the talk about like, are you ready again for this? Like, are you ready for a proposal, another engagement, you know? And I think that it started out right. I mean, Ben had the first time, and we kind of talked about Ben meeting her fam, but he had the first one, and her dad seemed to be a little off put by the fact that he was dumped and then came back. You know, it seemed like he wasn't too sure about that.
But then was very impressed with the West Point.
Then he ended up being impressed. But at the first, he was kind of like, I don't know. It means he probably didn't make a great impression to begin with, or something like that. He said something to that effect.
And, well, Ben kind of opened it up awkwardly. He was like, yeah, she just dumped me last week.
Yeah, and everybody's like, it was
super weird. Yeah, I just feel like Ben... Again, I'm totally speculating, because I think he's obviously come out with a lot of heavy things that haven't ever been spoken about, especially on reality television, that probably they're going to help so many people with, you know, his past. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like he's almost coming into his own right now, and he just feels a little immature in the in love and in relationships, to where I was just like, well, this isn't going to make her family feel like you're the man that's going to really take care of her. Yeah, you just seem like a puppy that's so excited.
He's just trying to figure himself out right now.
Yes. I mean, he's just been through a lot. And
a ton.
From my understanding, a lot up until 2019, if I'm correct, of just some of
the... Yes, recently, within the last few years, like 2018, 2017.
Yeah, it was just like... Whoa, that's, you know, you might want a little bit more time to just kind of like work on you.
No, totally. And I agree. Like you said, Eric, like he learned to say, I love you, and then he wouldn't stop. Cause I think he literally was like, oh my God, I can say it. And oh my God, I do feel it. And so he just kept saying it, which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, but I think it was like, it opened the floodgates a little bit, you know?
And but it almost didn't seem natural though. And like organic the way he was saying it.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, when I was in that position, meeting actually the roughest time for me was meeting your family, Becca's family. Family's was fantastic. We got along great, but there was something in the air that I could feel like something was off. And you never know. Maybe Zach felt that, and he felt, you know, a little uneasy there and uncomfortable. I don't know. You know, you never know. But yeah, I agree. Ben was a little, I don't know. We can move to Zach real quick, because the stark contrast between Ben meeting his family and then Zach meeting his family, like Zach was like,
night and day.
His family loved him. Like, it was incredible. I couldn't believe how much her dad and mom, like everybody was just loved Zach so much, you know? And that was cool to see.
What I liked about Zach, and I've had mixed feelings about Zach. I always felt like there was still more to his past that maybe he wasn't being honest with, or there's just something about his face, his facial expressions that really just bother me. just his like resting face. I don't know what that is. Resting Zach face is just like interesting. But I will say in this,
he's a greasy New Yorker.
It's like the thing. But during when he was talking to her dad, that was like the relationship maturity that I felt like her dad really needed to see from them. I don't know. Like, I just felt like he was speaking about the relationship as far as like more than just, I'm so in love with your daughter. It was more about like, I feel like this is the right partner for me.
Yeah. And like Zach pays attention, and he said so much of what Tayshia said in the past, like how he set the bar so high for her. Yeah. And he was like, I'm not afraid to reach that bar. Like as a dad, like you could only imagine like, wow, like that's incredible to like, my daughter's talking to about me in this form. Like, and Zach paid attention and he's like, let's go. Like he's a grown ass man. And like, he's.
Yes.
Yeah. He is. It. Yeah. I did too. And there were moments like throughout this whole episode where I was like, and not in a bad way, I'm like, Zach's saying all the right things. Like, Tayshia seems nervous. She's like, not sure. And then he just would kept reassuring her. Yeah. Like, I'm ready. It's like, I know who I am and I'm here and I'm ready. And it seemed like that's just everything he was saying was exactly what Tayshia needed to hear. You know, it was kind of a cool back and forth, and you could see her like kind of like relax a little. And I was like, damn, like Zach is doing like everything right now. You know, it's pretty cool to see.
He just kept showing up.
Yeah.
Breathe. I became a real large Zach fan by the end of the episode. I was like, you know what? Yes, that's because I kind of thought she wasn't going to pick anyone.
Yeah. I could see that going into this episode, like being unsure if she's going to pick anybody, but I agree. Like, Zach did everything right this episode. And the way it ended after meeting her family, you know, they talked and like, they just seem so giddy around each other, you know, and so happy, and they just can't keep their hands off each other. And they're just, you know, like he would kept coming back for kisses and things like that. You know, like those little signs like that mean the world, especially in that environment. So yeah, I mean, I am not surprised basically. So I'm interested too here, because basically that date ends, you know, and she's happy. She's in love. She says she's in love with Zach, but then they show Tayshia's dad coming in. Tayshia's dad comes in and has this conversation you kind of talked about, Carly, where it was a weird conversation for me, because I think they edited it.
I wish they would have showed more.
I think her dad said, don't pick Ben.
Yeah. He said,
I think her dad said, don't pick Ben. And they cut that out because otherwise it was a really weird conversation. He was basically just kind of like, don't fuck up. Like, you know, like that's what the conversation was. But I think he did give advice. They just cut it out.
Agreed. I actually thought that too, because I was like, this conversation feels like what started and what prompted all of these points that her dad was making? Cause it just felt like you were missing that piece of it, which again, I think that was the right call. Cause Ben, he's sweet, but I just don't think he knows what marriage means.
100%. I like Ben, and I think he's, like you said, he's been through a lot and he's going to help, like he's going to do great. This is not the last we're going to see of Ben. I know that, you know? So but I agree. I think they cut that because then all of a sudden Tayshia basically goes and breaks up with Ben.
Ben immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
The one funny thing, though, was when that knock on the door, yeah. and she's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Well, who's coming back to my door now?
Yeah. That was terrifying. The moment that I was like, the ex-husband is coming. Here yeah. he is. I really was like, here he is.
That would have been insane. But yeah, it's so funny. Now she's terrified of knocks. Like anytime she like hears a knock, she's like, nope, I ain't going to get it. I ain't going to do it. Yeah. So it's pretty funny. Yeah. This show messes you up. I'll tell you what. But yeah, so basically she literally leaves the conversation with her dad and goes and basically, you know, dumps Ben. And I actually think it was a good convo. Like, you know, he handled it like a man, you know, he was like, I'm upset. I'm bummed. Yeah, and then you know well, that was kind of
well it. after the knock on the door, it was Zach's date, and then
was it? Yeah, oh, I thought it was Tayshia's dad. The knock on the door was Tayshia's dad.
Yeah, yeah. It went from the knock on the door to Zach's date, and then Ben after Zach.
Right. Oh, it did. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. You're right. I'm thinking. So I want to talk about this. They edited,
but
that.
I know what you're talking about because she had the same outfit on.
Yes, so
I know
that's what my fault. They had this, so she had the same outfit on. So
and so did he.
Yeah, exactly. So they edited that to where it looked like Tayshia went from her dad to Zach's date, you're right, to Ben. Yeah. But in my head, it was like, boom, boom. And it looked like she went straight to Ben. So yeah, let's talk about Zach's date first. Because I think the reason they edited it like that, because I don't think that date would have been as intense if they already knew Ben was dumped. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, Zach's date, they went to Zach's date. And this, in my opinion, was probably one of the most romantic like F2 dates that I've seen since I started watching the show. It just seemed like they just seemed so in love. Like they just seemed so in love. And it was so fun to watch. So cool to see.
Well, and I liked that she was very honest about feeling off and didn't try to just go through the motions of the date and be like, it's fine. Like she was clearly upset. And I felt like you could see that as a viewer and you could feel that. But like you guys said, he just had a way of calming her down and kind of like making her feel like everything was okay, saying the right things to where I was like, they get each other way more than just like a lust.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. It's like, it seems like Zach like gets Tayshia. Like Tayshia's nervous. Zach knows a way to calm her down. Maybe, you know, Zach's nervous. Tayshia can calm. Like it just seems like they get each other and they fit, which is cool to watch.
And I think Tayshia made a comment. She was like, did you read a Hallmark card? He's like, he always is saying the perfect thing.
Yeah. And normally for me, that can be a red flag. Cause like, oh, okay. This guy says the right thing every time. Yeah. But with Zach, for some reason, it feels different. It feels different.
It
seems Zach.
So genuine. Like,
yeah,
I don't think he can be fake.
Yeah. He seems like a genuine guy.
He's been through a lot. I actually had forgotten until the end that he had been through a divorce. And then obviously he's 9 years sober. And I just feel like he's made a lot of mistakes in his past that I feel like he's really been redemptive of. And I loved what he said to her of like, you need to understand I'm going to show up for you. He used the analogy of the way that he's shown up in his own life for himself for 9 years of staying clean. And he's like, I can absolutely show up for you because I've proven that I can show up for myself. And it all starts with you in everything to do with love and a relationship. You have to be good with yourself. And I felt like he was kind of like honoring himself to tell her that. I don't know. It was like a cool moment.
Yeah. And it was on his anniversary of 9 years sobriety. I know.
Oh, wow. I must have missed that.
Holy yeah. God.
Wow. I must have missed that. That's intense. Holy shit.
And talking about like Zach's dates, man, like ABC paved the road. He is the only one who got like real, like intimate, like loving, like dates.
Agreed.
And I think that says something sometimes because I think that means the producers trusted Zach and they, you know, like I do think that says something sometimes because if one person's getting all the good dates, that means that they like him and they kind of want to see Tayshia and him together. You know, they know he's a good dude that won't hurt Tayshia. So I think that has something to do with it too. But yeah, I mean, Zach, like I said, Zach just, he seems to say the right things. Even at the end of it, I remember at the end of the day, Tayshia said something like, you know, I came into this really nervous and unsure. And now I'm leaving this date like completely sure and so happy, you know, like one date can make all the difference like that. And I think that for Tayshia was the date. Cause even in going into that, maybe she was like, I don't know if I'm going to pick anybody, but I think leaving that, she was like, Zach is the one. Yeah. I am in love, you know?
Agreed.
And one thing Zach said on that date too, that was like super powerful. I think for a man was like, he was like, she believes in me.
Like, I loved that.
That's so powerful.
That was kind of the moment that I was like, okay.
Yeah. Just tear jerk. Like we talked last night, like you do get emotionally wrapped up in certain characters on the show. Invested. And it's like, man, Zach is just like, damn.
Eric's a big Zach fan.
I like Zach since day one from Claire season. It's so weird to
say. No way.
Yeah. So like he was my pick day one, not for Claire, but day one of Tayshia.
Yeah. So I think he's a stand-up guy for sure.
And I'll get into that later at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I agree. Like I think that date wrapped it up for Tayshia. And then basically they go from that date and Tayshia goes into, well, yeah. The way it was edited, Tayshia goes into talk to Ben. Yeah. And like I was saying, like I think breaking up somebody sucks no matter what. But like in that environment, knowing he loves you. Like I can't imagine what was kind of going through Tayshia and everything, but I kind of do like her doing it before the proposal, you know, like I had to pick out a ring. He didn't have to pick out a ring. He didn't have to go through all that. Cause she was just so sure. You know what I mean? She was so sure. And I thought Ben handled it right. I thought he, you know, he was like, I'm hurt. It sucks, you know, but like, I'll be okay. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. My whole thing is like, I've seen it in past seasons and it's so painful to watch. And I just feel like if they know that they're, and I understand it's reality TV, but if they know that this person is not the winner or whatever, however you want to say it, don't make them propose and like take that moment from them. Oh, it's so awful to watch. I just watch like this.
Well, yeah. you're talking to one of those guys.
Well, right, but now Becca didn't let me get on my knee. So I've never gotten on a knee. Yeah, I've never gotten on a knee. So, because that was something I'm happy that she didn't let me get on my knee, because that would have been something I only want to do once. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yes, I'm glad that you did not do. Yeah, there's like little moments where you're like, nope, I didn't do that. It's just like, oh, I'm glad that she didn't do that, especially to Ben. I don't know that Ben could have emotionally handled it.
Yeah, yeah. Would have been interesting because that's a good point, because I wonder what Ben would have been like. I think he still would have handled it decently well, but I think being the shock of that, like when she knocked on his door, you know, and just like he handled it better than his first breakup. We'll put it that way. He handled it better than the first breakup with Tayshia. You know what I mean?
But he did seem kind of unbothered though. Like,
yeah, I think like we talked about earlier though, I think sometimes he just kind of like shuts off. Like, I think he just doesn't know how to express it. You know what I mean?
Even when they kiss, it was kind of like,
I think Tayshia knew, you know, and I think that makes it awkward.
It was awkward. I didn't enjoy watching that. Yeah.
I was actually going to look to see. He hasn't posted yet. I was going to see. He hasn't posted.
That is definitely one great thing from the season, is that the two women, like, they were super powerful and strong, and they didn't waste the time. They didn't waste the contestants' time. They saw what they wanted. They went with it. And, like, you got to commend them for that.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree. And I think I'm, like, happy that ABC picked two women that have substance and some grit and some stories and have lived life. And I think they picked a really good group of guys for the most part that really were there, in my opinion, for the right reasons.
Yeah. I think this is honestly one of the better groups of guys we've had, like top to bottom. Like, there's always, you know, a few gems in all of it, but like, it seems like top to bottom, these are some pretty solid guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Tayshia ends up dumping Ben, and that's it. You know, like, now Tayshia can focus, which got to be a cool thing, is like to be able to just focus. Cause I think being the lead and having two people getting ready to pose to you, it's hard to enjoy the day, enjoy the moment, because you know that you have to break a heart, you know? So Tayshia didn't have that. And that, I think that's pretty cool. Like, I think it's cool to go into the day being like, this can be the biggest day. Cause like, I feel like sometimes it's like, this can be the worst day of my life and the best, because I have to literally kill somebody, you know, break their heart, but then also get engaged, you know? So it can take away from the engagement a little bit. Tayshia didn't have that, which I think is great. And she walks up to Chris Harrison and she's already crying, but not because she's scared, but because she's excited, you know? Like, that's so cool. And Chris was like, this is all we want for you, you know? Like, that was a cool moment.
The way they edited that on those commercials made it seem like she was devastated.
Yeah, like she just broke someone and tore their soul out.
Yeah, but she's just happy. Like, she's just so happy that she can't control her emotions, you know?
Yeah.
So cool. And then,
stood alone.
Yeah, and then he was, exactly. The contemplation shots, this last episode cracks me up. They're always just like staring off into the distance and like doing one of these. So those crack me up. So Tayshia went up there. First of all, her dress was freaking amazing. I loved her dress so much. That was one of my favorite dresses of the season, maybe ever.
Agreed. Yeah.
She crushes it with the dresses.
Crushes it.
They always just fit so well.
Yeah. Shout out to I think his name's Carrie. Oh God, now I can't say it. Carrie. Shout out to Carrie. He's a stylist. Shout out to Carrie. He crushed it this season. But yeah, so the proposal, God, I have a lot to say about this proposal. It was incredible. Like, again, I've never seen where they went back and like proposed mm-hmm. to each other like twice. Like, you know, it was like he made a speech, then she made a speech and he did again. And that was really, really cool to see. I like, basically I was like Zach crushed the beginning of it. I was like, everything he was saying was awesome. And then Tayshia turned around and I was like, whoa, like the things Tayshia is saying are giving me goosebumps. Like I'm tearing up, you know, like yeah. It was a great, great proposal. I thought it was pretty funny though. Like, can we talk about the butt part though? You know, she was like, I'm in love with you, butt. And then it was, she like paused, took a second, took a deep breath. I was like, what the fuck is happening? You know, like, I don't think that was edited. Like that was full on. Like,
yeah. It felt, yes. I had the same moment of like, what is happening right now?
What the hell? Like, for the producer, like, you know, Tayshia, like, we got to make this super dramatic. Like, can you just pause in the middle of your proposal? She's like, yeah, well, they'll do that. You know, poor Zach. That dude had to be losing his mind up there.
I was like, wait. No.
I know. You can see it in his face, too. Like, what's
happening? But Zach's had his moments like that with her. Like,
yeah.
With the dramatic pause. Oh, yeah. Especially with the cheating, like, with the eighth grade girlfriend. Like,
yeah.
That whole thing, I was like, what is happening right now? But I agree. Their proposal was really special and it felt meaningful and it felt very much like they really wanted to choose each other.
Agreed. 100%. And when he did get down on the knee and open the box, like the look on her face and how happy she seemed and like mm-hmm. the tears coming down, you know, and she just seemed so giddy and it was so fun to watch, you know, like sometimes I have a love-hate relationship with the show, but I love this part of the show. Like, it is just so soul-warming, and I don't know, it was so cool to see. So good to watch, and good luck to those two. Congrats to both Zach and Tayshia, because I think they're gonna make it. I do.
I just want to know where they are and what they're doing.
I know. The after the final rose is brutal, not having that.
Where is it? What happened?
It's so weird.
Yeah, because, like, Claire and Dale, they were on top of their IG stories the minute they were on.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, let's see if, like, Tayshia's posting. Because I saw Chris Harrison post something about the reason they couldn't have after the final rose because of the holidays, and it just wasn't safe. They felt like to travel. So I get that, I guess. But I am super bummed that
they need to do an Instagram moment. Live or something. They
yeah,
need
or this, a Zoom call.
Actually, I'm shocked they haven't done like an Instagram Live, actually. Or why, or be on Jimmy Kimmel. Like, why couldn't mm-hmm. they Zoom into Jimmy Kimmel together, you know? Because that's on right after. So, yeah, that's a bummer. I wish I would have had that moment, too, because that's a really cool moment that a lot of leads talk about, too, is like the moment when you get to like be with, you know, it's been private and been secret for 3 months. Like that moment where you're finally able to be with somebody, that's a big moment. And unfortunately they didn't really get to have that. So that sucks.
Was this 3 months ago? I was curious because of all the shifts and all that. Does anybody know when that
this started in?
Yeah. When did this start again?
Was it May?
Where are we? December? Oh, filming? Yeah. I want to say probably about May.
Okay.
No, because maybe, I don't know. Shoot. And I'm trying to figure out with Claire and then Tayshia, like, I don't know.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's been probably about, 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
They've been trying to keep, and they've done a good job of keeping it DL because I have heard
because the season started September, right? The actual, airing of the episodes.
Yeah, so that's about right then. Dude, it might have been, I bet it was beginning of June. I bet it was beginning of June when Paradise would have normally started filming. I bet June, July, August, 3 months.
Yeah, because they're trying to get back September. On schedule for hopefully having Paradise next year.
Yeah. So I think, so it's been about 3 months, Mm-hmm. So that's got to be, it's bummed. I'm bummed that they didn't get that moment of like, here's the person I love world, you know? But I think for sure they're going to bring them on that season. They've got to, right? Like, they've got to have some kind of live thing on that show. Maybe not the premiere, we would have heard already. But at some point, we'll get an update. We've got to, because I want to know about it. The fact that they haven't, you're right. They haven't gone live. They haven't done any of that yet. That's super weird. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Hurry.
Like I said, super happy for those two. I think it was a fantastic season, both of them. I mean, it's pretty cool. We had two love stories this year. We really did. We had two love stories this season, which is cool.
I know. And I mean, you know, I had my skepticism about Claire and Dale, but I watched them online and they seem super happy too.
Super happy. Super happy. And they gave a couple shout outs to Tayshia and Zach I saw too. So yeah, I'm excited for them. And yeah, hopefully get an update at some point from them. And then did you watch the Matt preview for The Bachelor? Did you watch that at the end?
I did.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I mean, look, like, Sean Lowe was one of my favorite bachelors that's ever happened. And like, he was so known for like keeping the shirt off. But what I love is like, they show Matt in the shower and then he said something and I don't know what it was, but it was like literally the first thing out of his mouth after that shot. And he's like, I'm here for so much more than just a physical connection. Really? Yeah.
And then he went on to squatting a tree, I believe.
Oh, yeah, the editing. Like,
then he's like,
the editing of his previews.
He's like sitting on his bed, like, you know, just in jeans, no shirt. And he's just like, yeah.
I'm contemplation like, shots.
And you know that they're like, take off your shirt, Matt. We're gonna do a contemplation shot. Like, you know it. You know, they're like, dude, you should bench that tree. You know? Like,
yes.
Then Matt's like, okay. You know, and like, yeah. It's those moments because cool, I've had it happen to me. I've done shower scenes, you know, too. It's like, so I've been there. I know what it's like. I did a shower scene in the Maldives. And the cameraman was like, I always film one D-bag in the shower every season. I was like, yep, that's me. I was like, yep, that's me. Pretty funny.
That is awesome. I'm so excited that we get The Bachelor so quickly.
Yeah, it's like in 2 weeks from tonight. Yesterday.
Well, from Monday, yeah. From yesterday.
I have a feeling I'm not going to love a lot of these girls, though. Just in that preview, I was like,
I really want to see who the lady of the night is.
Agreed.
See, I missed that. I somehow missed that.
Apparently, someone.
Yeah, apparently, but takes again, money. They edit the hell out of these previews. You know, it's crazy what they can do with these previews. So we'll see. But I agree. I mean, just as every other Bachelor, they look super catty. You know, and I hope it's not petty. But I hope it's not like
especially coming off of Peter's season.
Peter's season was like insanely catty and petty. You know, so I hope it's not like that, and they show more personality of these women. You know, but we'll see. We shall see. But we do have some questions for you, Carly. I actually got quite a few and some really good questions for you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know. Let's see here. Okay.
I was going to say, I have one from Bobby. How have you grown the most in 2020?
How have I grown the most? I think that... I mean, I think in a lot of ways for a lot of people, your normalcy has been stripped away from you. So for me, it was kind of like my personal life and my career were kind of completely rocked. And I think the way that I've grown is how I handled those situations and just really focused on music and just thinking about at the beginning of quarantine, I had none of this music that I'm releasing written at all. Didn't know who my producer was going to be, didn't know what was going to happen with that. And then just to see how I've just really tried to pick myself up off the ground and get after what I can control. I think that's probably the just grown in myself and like in my truth of knowing that there are better days ahead.
Mm-hmm. I like that because you're right. All of us got out of our normalcy. Like, there's nobody in 2020. Literally, everybody in the world got shook out of like their normal routine. You know,
yes,
that's kind of an interesting way to look at it. Totally,
comfortable.
Yeah, got a cool little message here for you. I think it's Alice. Alice says, "Please tell her show me around means everything to me. My dad passed away 3 years ago, and she wants to thank you."
Oh,
yeah, that's pretty cool. Alice. Absolutely,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. It's really cool, actually. And then also, would you ever be the Bachelorette? Is that something that, like, if they asked you, Carly, if they were like, Carly, because I've heard rumors that they've asked, celebrities in the past.
You know, it's so funny. Tonight I was sitting and I was watching and like the casting thing came on and it was like, if you know somebody or you are, I almost, because, you know, like the hashtag tonight is so hot at the moment, like Bachelorette, I almost just tweeted out like, hey, Bachelor, what about me? And then I thought, oh my God, this might not be, this might be something I actually don't want.
Yeah, that would catch fire. That would have gone viral for sure. Yeah, that would have been so great.
I know. So, I mean, never say never, but I feel like it would just be a hard world to mesh, I think.
Yeah. It's interesting because you're right. I've talked about how like there's rumors that they've had like, you know, quote unquote celebrities in the past, but there's never actually been one. You know what I mean? So I don't know how, we don't know what the dynamic would look like, you know?
Right. It would just, you'd have to like know the intentions of the guys, and I would not want them to be a bunch of like country music fans.
Yeah. Almost like
you can't like country music.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah,
but you did you notice on this season that Granger's one of Granger's managers were on the his brother was on
yeah.
the season?
Yeah. But I don't where?
I think he sent home first or second
row. I think it was second row ceremony.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, he didn't have a big, but I remember when that happened.
Well, none of the guys had a big part during Claire's. Like,
well, I don't think it was, I think he got sent home during Claire's, didn't he? Yeah, I think it was Claire's. No. I think he got home sent home during Claire's. He literally only lasted 2 weeks. Yeah, I think it was, he got sent home during Claire's, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We wouldn't know because we didn't know a lot of the other guys in Claire's season. Yeah. Yeah. It was all Dale. Yeah. One other question for you here, and this is kind of interesting. Who's an artist, like an unexpected artist people wouldn't expect, that you'd like to perform with one day? Who's like kind of on that old bucket list of performances?
I mean, I feel like I have all the normal ones that people would probably assume, like Dolly would be a huge one. In our genre, somebody that I would love, there are two people that I would love to collaborate with. I would love to collaborate with Morgan Wallen. I love him. I love his music. I love his voice. And Ashley McBride.
Okay.
Love her.
Ashley's one of the most underrated artists out there.
Agree. Yeah. I think like, she and I having a total, if you are a Reba fan, like writing our own Does He Love You would be so awesome.
That would be really cool.
Just like, yeah. So, and then outside of the genre, I mean, I would love to sing anytime John Mayer wants to collaborate with the artist. I would
slide them DMs. I'll slide the DMs for you too. We'll all get in there and be like, you should collab with Carly.
Please. He'll be like, who, what, who's this person? What? But I would do that any day.
Yeah. I'm a big John Mayer fan too. Huge John Mayer fan. He's very talented. Absolutely. Well, yeah, Carly, I appreciate you coming on tonight, and you just let me know when I need to start the Carly for Bachelorette hashtag. You just let me know and I'll start that for you.
Can you imagine? Oh my God. Well, I'm such good friends with Caitlin. I would send it out.
That's true.
Like, what are you doing? I feel
Caitlin
like
would probably
like,
tell you not to be honest. Oh,
she would be like, absolutely not. She'd be like, no, you're not doing this.
100%. She totally would. Yeah.
But I'd have her. JoJo is also a friend of mine, and I would just have them sitting with me at all times. The three of us, like, come on, tell me, come at me, boy.
They'd be the ones in the van that are like, you know, like the hidden mics, hidden cameras and stuff. That'd actually be awesome. Oh, I'm so into this. I could just vision your season now.
It'd be a good squad. I'd have the girls. They could sniff out the bullshit.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Awesome. Thanks again, Carly.
Absolutely.
Speaking about of KB, you've hung out with her since she's been back, right?
Yeah.
Celebrate a little bit. Because last time we talked to you, I think that was like the first episode or the first
one of the first. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got to see the mirror ball, which she's got it like in her podcast room and it's perfect. But I knew, I think we all said this. I mean, she's just such a talented dancer and she's such a hard worker. And she was still pretty beat up, her ribs and just her body. I think she was trying to adjust back to, they really flip those girls around and you don't think about what that's doing to a tiny body.
Yeah.
I've heard it beats the hell out of everybody. Like even those like days dudes too, you know what I mean? Like it's just hard. Dancing's hard. It is hard. It's not easy.
Those are like 8 to 12 hour dancing days too. Yeah. Like no
especially
joke.
Down towards the finale. Yeah. They're like, 12 hour days. It's crazy.
And she said the hardest thing for her, which you hadn't thought about, which I hadn't even thought about, and I'm sure most people don't when you're watching those, is how difficult it is to dance those routines in heels. Because they're wearing.
I can't imagine.
You know, I mean, obviously, y'all are like, "Oh yeah, I can totally imagine that." That seems horrible.
Like, yeah, it's literally like on your tippy toes. Like, you know, like it's crazy. That makes it so much more. You know, like the talent is just next level. Like,
yeah. Yes, exactly. I couldn't do it. So I'm super proud of her.
Yeah. I can barely dance in the cowboy boots, you know.
Right, me either. Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely be down there soon to celebrate with them.
Yeah, we all need to get together and celebrate for sure. Yeah, that'd be so fun.
I'll be there
soon, next month, maybe February. Hopefully, when things open up again.
I know,
right? Cross. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Well, yeah, Carly, that was fantastic. Thanks for coming on again.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. And hopefully we'll all get this Tayshia and Zach like moment.
Yeah. You're right. I want to see the live or the Instagram story even. I'll take that. You know?
I need it.
I know. Awesome. Well, we'll see you next time, Carly. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on site at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.